Officials with a company that spilled roughly 160,000 Atlantic salmon into Puget Sound this summer say there has been no adverse impact on the sound. State officials agreed at a hearing in Olympia, but nobody could say why a salmon farm near Anacortes collapsed in the first place. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Republican Jim Walsh of Aberdeen wanted an answer to the big question.
What happened that caused the failure of the net pens at Cypress Island?
We know the moorings and the mooring points failed. We do not know the precise reason yet, and we are working with the state agencies here today to identify those root causes.
That was Innes Weir with the Canadian company Cook Aquaculture. He also told the hearing there's been no sign of Atlantic salmon eating, spreading disease, or spawning in the wild. But the chair of the Lummi Nation said the Atlantic fish have no place here, either swimming free or in cages. Here's Jeremiah Julius.
Legislation is needed to protect the Salish Sea from this company, and there needs to be a stop to breeding invasive species and pollutants in our waters, and that's where Lummi Nation stands.
Democrat Brian Blake of Aberdeen predicted that the legislature will be discussing fish farms more in the upcoming legislative session. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.